From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett with The Migration Maze, made possible by MBAF, CPAs and Advisors. This week we're bringing you a close-up look at the Central American migrant crisis affecting the U.S. and South Florida and a new billion-dollar effort to solve it. Hessel Recinos is a breathtaking rollerblader. Almost every day, he's in Cofradía Park in San Pedro Sula, Honduras' second largest city. He spins, makes hairpin turns, takes flying jumps. It's easy to forget that Hessel should probably be dead.
These people come to kill me when I was 16 years old.
8 years ago, Hessel got involved with one of Honduras's vicious maras. Maras are street gangs that rule whole districts of cities like San Pedro Sula. One day, a rival gang member hunted him down because he thought Hessel stole his cell phone.
I ran, and he shot me 5 times.
Inside his parents' house, Hessel holds up his x-ray. A ghostly white spot indicates where a bullet lodged just next to his heart. After being shot, he staggered into a storefront evangelical church. Congregants rushed him to a hospital. They also gave him this advice.
You need to change your life. And I say, yes, I promise.
So started Hessel's new life as a mentor on skates. He runs a club in Cofradía Park called Skate Brothers. It teaches kids to skateboard, rollerblade, and stay clear of the maras. Hessel has helped keep scores of at-risk Honduran youths in school and away from the decisions so many make to migrate to the U.S. Hessel himself has stayed in Honduras, even though his migrant cousins keep urging him to join them in Miami.
If I go to the United States, I don't help people. My country needs help. Help the little boys here.
Hessel's resolve has caught the attention of Uncle Sam. The Agency for U.S. International Development, or USAID, says it wants to support his effort and others like it in Honduras. James Nealon is the U.S. ambassador to Honduras. He says it's part of a larger mission to improve the awful poverty and violence that drive illegal immigration from Central America to the U.S., immigration that reached crisis levels last year.
We have to make those communities safer, identify the at-risk children, offer them economic opportunities, educational opportunities, offer them hope so that they see their future here in Honduras and not elsewhere.
The idea of confronting illegal immigration at its source instead of at the U.S. border is finally catching on in Washington. President Obama is asking Congress for $1 billion in new aid for Central America, and the largest share would go to the socioeconomic project Nealon describes. Programs like USAID's Metas. That means goals in Spanish, and in San Pedro Sula, it just ushered David Estrada into a real job. Estrada used to be a gang leader. He founded his neighborhood's unit of Honduras's most powerful street gang, MS-13. One of his hands was chewed up in a machete fight. He left that life years ago, but had no skills.
Me sentí atrapado, no podía ni salir del país.
I felt trapped. It was leave Honduras or stay here and go back to the gang and get killed.
Estrada now supports his wife and kids as a warehouse logistics manager. In Honduras's capital, Tegucigalpa, another former gang member, Jesus Chuy Lanza, has turned $1,000 in USAID seed money into a successful downtown hamburger business. So successful that the Honduras Chamber of Commerce just awarded Chuy $5,000 as one of the country's best new entrepreneurs. He used part of it to do something for his mother.
I got the gang tattoos erased from my body.
New U.S.-funded outreach centers in gang-dominated barrios like Tegucigalpa's San Martin slum are a big part of this effort. It's typical for young San Martin kids like 14-year-old Jason to be foot soldiers in those maras.
They shot at me. It scared me.
So Jason recently came to USAID outreach looking for a safe haven. Since then, he's picked up some computer skills and even learned to play Beethoven's Ode to Joy on the recorder. Problem is, Jason's father just died, and his mother is a migrant living in Texas. He says that's where he'll soon go, too. But if he gets sent back to Honduras, he'll at least have some place to go besides a gang. I'm Tim Padgett in Tegucigalpa.
You can see photos by the Miami Herald's Patrick Farrell at WLRN.org. Tomorrow, how Honduran police reform is a key part of U.S. immigration reform. The Migration Maze series is made possible by MBAF, CPAs, and Advisors.